Welcome, everybody. This is the initial episode of For the Health of It, an intimate look at public health in Cowley County, Kansas. I'm your host, Tom Langer. I'm a Kansas native, grew up in Topeka, almost 50 years there, and currently I am the administrator of the City Cowley County Health Department and also serve as the Cowley County Public Health Officer. Just to give you a little bit of background information on myself, I've been in public health for 18 years, starting in 2005 with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and then moving to Cowley County during the summer of 2015, 8 years ago, and that's when I assumed my current duties. My educational background, I have degrees from both Washburn University in Topeka and the University of Kansas in Lawrence. So that's a little bit about me. With me today on the podcast, you won't hear from him probably, but he's here and he's playing a vital role in what we're doing, is Daniel Vildesol. Daniel is our mild-mannered public information officer, and most importantly, he will provide and produce all of our episodes of these podcasts moving forward. He'll be the man behind For the Health of It, so you'll hear from Daniel, I'm sure, in future episodes. Also, I've got at the table with us today, Allie Payne. Allie is always effervescent, and she is our health department epidemiologist, but more importantly, she serves as the assistant administrator, so she will have a lot to say, and you'll be hearing from her. Say hello already, Allie, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here today. I am Allie, as he mentioned. I came to Winfield in 2016 as a student at Southwestern. I went ahead and finished my degree there and then went on and got my master's degree in public health from Baylor University and came to the health department in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic, and I have been here since, and I love to be here, so it's exciting to get to do some new things.
Yeah, it's this is something new for us. We've never ventured into the realm of podcasts, but we'll probably give you a little bit of an idea now as to why we're doing this and where we're going to go with it, what our overall goals are in the world of podcasting. As I mentioned, we're a public health organization, and it's absolutely important for us to be able to directly communicate with folks. As a matter of fact, it's vital. Allie mentioned that she came to work at the health department during the midst of the pandemic. And the pandemic really did teach us quite a bit. It showed us that, you know, whether we wanted to be or not, we are kind of in the forefront of a lot of things that happen in our community. And the pandemic absolutely taught us that we have to be very, very good at communication, especially with you, you know, the folks in the public. So during the pandemic, there probably wasn't a day when we weren't in the newspaper or issuing press releases or being interviewed on the radio or trying to post something on social media. And we found out the very, you know, effectiveness of just being able to go into detail and speak to people. And that's what the whole idea and the concept behind us, you know, coming into the podcast realm is all about. So we don't have enough time in a 30 or 60 second commercial spot on the radio to really talk to you about what's going on at the health department or what's important in public health and why you should be concerned or how it would affect you. And so that's where For the Health of It comes in and how we hope it will help us out. As we move forward, what we really do is want to talk in depth to all of you about what public health is, why it matters, and then we want to give you, the listeners, a much deeper insight to the issues and how they truly will impact our quality of life and our health. We plan on releasing 2 episodes each month moving forward, and we look to keep these programs about 30 to 45 minutes in length. We want to talk about topics of the day. For example, we might examine things like, sexually transmitted infections and diseases and how we can prevent those and you know, why they're prevalent now when most people think maybe they shouldn't be. And we're going to, you know, be very frank and blunt about it. So we hope we don't ever offend anybody in talking about these topics. But it's important because if it affects your health and it affects, you know, what we do at the health department, it's fair game. And we want to be out there on that. Allie, we spoke about this a little earlier today. And you said something that I thought was quite, you know, insightful about being able to, you know, explain to people the things that we we know a lot about, but we take for granted that they do.
Yeah.
You know, so can you remember what we were talking about? The conversation, I think it did. We were talking about, you know, especially like young moms or teenagers or whatever, and, you know, becoming parents and things like that, and how they didn't know certain things. And, you know, we sit there and say, everybody knows this, but they don't. You remember?
Yeah, I do. We talked about the spectrum and people being in different places and how one person's needs are very different from the other, and sometimes they are not what you were expecting. So
that's really
interesting.
Give me an example. I mean, what do you think? When folks sit there and say, hey, why do I want to invest 30 minutes or 45 minutes of my time listening to these guys talk? In your viewpoint, you know, what's going to make this experience for them something worthwhile that they should invest their time in?
Yeah, I think that it'd be really cool as a listener to know what is going on locally, what's actually impacting health in Cowie County, sometimes the different things that we don't know about, like syphilis in teenagers. That's not something that people traditionally know about. It's not something that we would go out and ring all the alarm bells, but it is definitely something that people need to know of and know how to avoid those things, and then know where to go if they think that maybe some of those things are of an issue. So I think that would be one reason that you might listen to this for sure. And I think that with the podcast, we're also going to go ahead and debunk some different myths that are kind of around, or perceptions that people have about different things, that kind of aligns with what we were talking about earlier with STIs and thinking that, hey, I've had this specific STI once, I can't get this one again. So just kind of touching base on some of those different things, and you learn a little bit and you know what's going on in the county, but it's nice and light, so you get to go on and reflect on those things later.
Yeah, it's amazing how we have so many things that will pop up in the news cycle, and people will say, oh, heck, that's never going to affect us in Cowie County. We're so removed from everything. But if there was one thing I think that the pandemic really drove home, is that we are all interconnected, and something that affects somebody on the East Coast today or the West Coast today, it'll be here much quicker and in a much more rapid pace than you might realize. And so being able to hear about those things, talk about them in advance, will give everybody a chance to, again, just be more knowledgeable, be understanding what's going to go on and what's happening currently with public health. And then we're going to also dive in really, I think, a lot deeper over the course of these episodes in talking about those seven core programs that we have at the health department and what they do and what they provide, because I believe there's probably a lot of people who still don't know what it is the health department does. You know, they see us for, you know, perhaps dealing with family planning or running the WIC clinic, or, you know, Healthy Start Home visiting through our maternal and child health program, but they don't know much about the environmental program, or they don't know much about preparedness. And so we're going to take time to detail all of those things and then be able to keep those out in the domain, so folks can at any point in time say, hey, we want to know more about something, and maybe look up a past episode and play it when they can and get a deeper understanding of really what it is we do at the health department and how it benefits, you know, their lives. Now let's talk about what this will not be. Okay. The first thing is, this is not going to be dishonest. We are not going to come on here and waste your time by just simply making stuff up. We are going to talk about facts, what we know, what's presented to us, the science of the day, and let you know what we know, because that, I think, is what will benefit everybody the most. We don't want people to sit there and say, oh, we can't trust what they're saying. So when we talk about an issue, we might cite a study, but we will absolutely talk about it, and we will probably debate or critique the validity of that study based upon where it came from, who maybe paid for it, all of those things, because I think that's important for people to understand. You can't just read something and say, yeah, it's true anymore. You can't just look at the internet and say, yeah, that's 100% true. You've got to do a little bit of research. You've got to do a deeper dig. And we're going to try to do that for you. So the things that we will do, we will talk about what we're doing. And if something new is coming up, you know, we might have that little bit of banter back and forth about, yeah, we like this, but we don't like that. And we will talk about the topics and how they will affect us locally. The next thing is, this will not be a paid commercial. We will likely talk quite often about particular products or things that we might use performing the services that we do at the health department, be it, you know, vaccines or infant formula or whatever that issue might be or that topic might be that day. But it will not be a ringing endorsement for a specific product. We will tell you what we use, why we use it, and, you know, if they're readily available, how people can get them. Think back to the, you know, advent of the tests of, you know, for the home tests for COVID. We saw so many of them flood the market early on, and, you know, and then how they evolved over time. So thankfully those days are kind of past, but we never know. We can't say that something like that won't ever happen again. So we'll keep you informed on that. But like I say, it's not going to be something that we're pushing out there like you see on television nowadays, where you have an evening's watching and you will see a half a dozen different commercials for a specific drug or something that, you know, have a list of benefits and then a list of cautions that are twice as long. We don't want to do that. The last thing is we don't want this to be a waste of your time. It is our intent that we will focus solely and completely on making our community and our residents healthier. That is the stated goals that we've got, to give you more information about who we are, what we are, what we do, so that you can have a little bit of sense of pride in your local health department. So with all that, you know, I know that we probably will say things from time to time that you may not want to hear. And it may make you shake your head as we discuss these things. But in fact, we hope that is the case, that we want you to think and we want you to become engaged with us. And so I believe one of the things I heard earlier today as we were leading up this initial recording was that Daniel's going to be working on some methodology for our listening audience to be able to interact with us. He's nodding his head at me and be able to provide us, you know, a way for you guys to either respond to a survey or link up with us on our health department app and talk about topics that maybe you'd want to hear about. Maybe there's a question you've got that you'd like us to address that you don't know, you know, a lot about, but you've heard about it and you want us to look into. So that would be something I think that would help us also drive forward those episodes as we move along. And let's see, anything else, Allie, that I am not remembering that we've talked about as we sat around in all these meetings saying, hey, how are we going to do this? What's it going to be?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. We're really excited to hear from listeners what it is that you care to hear about. So by all means, inquire on our website and our app and give us a call and just ask us a question. And we'd love to hear it and try to help you figure some things out.
That's also one other thing. It's not going to be, this is not going to be you guys hearing my voice drone on for 30 to 45 minutes. I really want to bring in the folks from the health department that are the subject matter experts. You'll be hearing from a lot of our nurses, some of our program people, as we kind of dialogue and talk back and forth about the program. So it'll be honest. It'll be kind of, I don't want to use the word raw, Daniel. I think that's the wrong thing in a production like this, but it's going to be that honest dialogue where we will discuss things the way we talk in the office and we talk as people. So it's not going to be over anybody's head, and we will, if we throw a big word out, we're absolutely going to break it down and define what it means. And at the end of every one of our episodes, one of the things that we're planning on, and we hope we can make this work technically, Daniel's kind of nodding his head in disbelief, is we will actually add a tagline, and then we will be able to hear the recording of that, whatever that week is. We produce a public health minute that runs on the radio on Wednesdays, and we'll probably have that recording tagged in, I hope. So, you know, that'll be something you hear. So as we conclude it, you know, we will always say, hey, thank you for joining us for this episode of For the Health of It, brought to you by the City of Cowley County Health Department, where we work every day to help you stay well. That's our tagline, and that actually is the truth, because that's, you know, that was the thing we've wanted to put out there to make people understand, you know, we're not just a building in a parking lot somewhere. We're not just a place where people go for WIC services. We're not just a place that indigents go for healthcare. None of those things are further from the truth. We are an organization that is dedicated to making our community a healthy and safe place to live and raise a family. So that's it. Again, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to us today, and we hope to see you next time on For the Health of It.